Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru, Pujya Atman Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida. And Swamiji continues with the lecture series on the Upanishads. And tonight, Swamiji will lecture on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And now, Pujya Atman Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chapter 1, Section 4, Mantra Number 8. Tadetat preyah putrat, preyo vittat, preyo nvasmat, sarvasmat, antarat, taram yadayamatma sa atmanam eva priyam upasita sa ya atmanam eva priyam upaste nahasya priyam pramayukam bhavati. This atma tattva is dearer than a son, than wealth, than all that is. This Atma is the innermost essence. Meditate on this Atma alone as dear. Not dear, it's dear. The object of infinite love. He who meditates thus is never lost. He does not perish. What is dear to him is never lost. These are the very ancient revelations which Gita and other Puranas have elaborated more. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. For the sake of self, all becomes dear. It requires an introspection to understand why is certain object so dear to you. In the morning it is dear, in the evening because they are dear. Even in all the relations, how there is so much warmth and closeness develops, then over little misunderstanding, all that disperses. But behind all that, what is the abiding reality? And the simple answer behind it, that love for the self is eternal, perpetual. And wherever your mind develops the idea, notion that something is an extension of myself, and that extension is, now again you have to understand, if you have desire for an object, desire creates a polish upon the object. So when you look into it, more desire, better the polish. So when you look at it, whom are you seeing? Not the object, your own face. And the clear, the more you see your own face into it, the more you love it. So actually you are not loving the object, you are loving yourself. That's the subtle analysis behind all pleasures of the senses. The moment desire moves away from your mind, the object is the same. Polish has gone and it becomes just useless. Therefore, as long as the mind is not enlightened, the illusion of finding happiness from objects, that illusion goes on extending in different stages, in three lokas, in the world of your senses, in the world of your sentiments, in the world of your thinking, reflection. In all the three planes, what you are looking for, the love of the self. To love the self, that's your deepest urge. But can that love be fulfilled in the world of senses? Just follow like a mathematics. The world of senses don't deal with reality. They deal with illusions. So, you cannot be really fulfilled by illusions. Simply said, but you know, it requires a lot of reflecting and understanding. First point is that objects suffer from three main defects, known as bhrantis, illusions. Satyatvam, satyatva bhranti. The illusion that they are real. Why they are real? Because you touch it. If it doesn't convince you, bite it. You taste it. Smell it. Well, then that's perfectly real. But real from the point of view of the Dalit, not scientific reality. Because all these senses are limited. Your eyes are not exactly seeing things as they are. Your ears never hear things. All these are selective. Your experience in the world is more like in a dream. So, the idea, the objects are real, and the more you possess them, greater you become, powerful, more rich. That's the big illusion. Ishtatva bhranti. Another illusion, that they are desirable. If you don't have it, you are doomed. And that's a big illusion. Because happiness never comes from the object. The object is not desirable. In order to satisfy your desire, when desire becomes more intense, it's called craving. Krishna na jirna vayameva jirna. Craving ages. Not craving, not age. The body ages. And the craving youthens. So, nothing is really desirable in this world. And yet mind develops the illusion that this is what I live for. I must have a big property. I must have certain power. I must have fame, and so forth. Your mind has a certain image of what greatness is, what happiness is. But that is not real. Third bhranti is samichinatva bhranti. That objects that are distant, you can bring them close to yourself. And keep an eye on them all the time. Secure them. But that's from practice. I'm not talking about the practical reality. Practical reality follows. You do not keep your doors open. You do not keep your money scattered. The practical reality is uncontradicted. But here is a mystical understanding that even though things that are very close to you, hold them very tight. Are they really close to you? Sometimes, in relationships, two personalities meet, they show up a tremendous harmony and give a big display of closeness. But internally, they're far apart. And they know it. But it's Christmas time, you have to show up. Samichinatva bhranti. To be more cruder illustration, but very factual. All relations are karmic. Souls are not yours. In a family, children come in, they are souls. Parents hold the baby with so much love. I will never be separated. I will be always. You will be in my heart. I will be in your heart. But God's will may be different. A disease comes or something else, and you find neither mother is going to be always there, neither nor father nor baby. All are led by their own karmic process. So the idea that simply because they are close to you, that they are really close. But close, that close term is only relative from physical point of view. And that's just an illusion. So much so, what could be closer to you than your own body? But try to talk to your body. Many things of your body, you don't know it. And I don't have to detail about that. In brief, you are not close to your body. Your body doesn't care for it, it goes on aging. You are not close even to your mind and senses. They are also changing constantly. You are not close even to your ego. So, because of these threefold illusions, satyatva, illusion of reality, ishtatva, illusion that this is what I want, samichinatva, the illusion, I all got it. But close to it. Therefore, what is the source of love? What is that love that is constant, ever the same? Love for the self. Love for the self is eternal. All types of love are variables. Love for the self is constant, invariable. And that self is Sachidananda, existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. It is towards that self your mind must flow. Put in a more broader way, all the scriptures have their focus in leading your mind to that self. It's called Godward movement. And it has three stages. They always give that Hanuman mantra. Dehe buddhyatu dasoham. As long as you are identified with your body, view yourself as an instrument in divine hands. These are the remedies for illusions. Because illusions can't break so easily simply by intellectual understanding. You begin to break that illusion by understanding, by utilizing the body as an instrument. Use it for generosity, for developing magnanimity of your heart, for having divine qualities to develop within yourself. If you go on doing that, bondage with the body, it wanes, it diminishes, and it opens the door for something else. Jiva buddhyatma danshaka. From the point of view of the soul, I am a ray of God. Therefore, do not allow your mind to become miserable, sorrowful, in regards to your own self, no matter how difficult circumstances you may face. If the mind doesn't listen to you, take advantage of satsanga. Do anything possible to allow the mind not to become too glued to a sorrowful atmosphere, because that's not true. And atma buddhya tava eva, the deepest point of view, I am the absolute. That's your goal. You live for the, this is your central purpose, to discover I am Brahman, I am the Self. And the Self alone is. Until you have come to that realization, you are sick, bhava-vyadhi, the disease of the world process, constantly moving, led by karma, from one embodiment to another. And all that you love, work so hard to secure personalities whom you love, objects that you love, and all that you love, simply move away from you, kick the bucket, and they all move away from you. That type of state doesn't come just at the time of death, day by day. Where each time you go to deep sleep, you have kicked them. But in a gentle way. All people, all whom you love, you might have had a great party and have invited so many loved ones from different sources. And yet, having seen them all, I'm going to sleep. Go to sleep. In sleep, they are all out. And you created your own world in dream. And in deep sleep, even dream is not there. You move beyond your mind, ego, intellect. And having missed all, having discarded all, you are not losing even a grain of your inner love. You are fulfilled in yours. And suddenly anybody awakens you that I have brought you a very good news. So wake up. You will listen to that news with a grain of salt, because you are enjoying more than anything that world can give. This, you need to reflect upon it very profoundly. Allow your life to be geared to realize it. To the extent you succeed, your life has been purposeful. If you don't, you are moving by in a world of illusion. So the Upanishad says, whoever views the Atma as the source of absolute love, his loved ones will never perish. His loved ones, again, is allegorical. Because his loved ones are the Self. All the multiplicity of things, all that, just like in dream you see so many people, so many objects, but all that is your own consciousness. Likewise, all experiences of multiplicity are refraction of consciousness. Consciousness operating through conditioned mind. Simple message behind it. Godward movement brings increasing inner fulfillment. And from practical point of view, you gain real prosperity. Real prosperity means you do not live a life of torture, pain. But rather, you live a life of radiating joy, comfort for others, compassion. Liberation has two aspects. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Another aspect, all this is Brahman. The first aspect is subjective. Inwardly you are liberated. Second aspect has an objectivity. That is, anyone who is moving towards God realization or self-realization becomes a source of great inspiration and a very dynamic source of power. Dynamic in the sense that any saintly presence or a presence of anyone who is moving to enlightenment allows so many others to be uplifted, knowingly or unknowingly. And of course, all spiritual personalities, they take up into their mind the idea of helping others, called Loka Sangraha. How to help, how to promote peace and harmony in the world. Attaining self-realization is like becoming a sandalwood tree, which has inwardly all wonderful, outwardly wafting fragrance. Wafting fragrance in the world of relativity.